Okay, we're up to Oyoymar, which is a common phrase. Oyoymar Asay Ritzainai. And yours is saying Ches? Okay, I have to try to keep track. Okay, good. Yeah. Okay, Oyoymar Asay Ritzainchad. Now we're going to have some, if I can use the expression when we learn Reb Chaim Volozhin's writings, we're going to have some Chassidish Pshatim. Chassidish style. He's not a Chassid, but Chassidish Pshatim in the Mishnah. Then Mishnah said, Asay Ritzainai Kirtzainecha. Make God's will your will. So he says as follows. Oyoymar Asay Ritzainai. Kiderecha Adam, im yivdan lai bayis, oyasa lai malbush. Somebody builds himself a house or has clothing made up for himself. When a person does something, he says that if I'm doing it already, let me do it in the best possible way. Famous last words of contractors, right? Doesn't pay to do it any other way. So just do it the best way.
More expensive, right?
Let me do it in a way that it'll last. He teaches it means do God's will in the same fashion that you do your own will. When you do things that are for your own personal desire, you try to do them in the best way possible. So the same thing, when you do God's will in the best way that's possible. And if you think about it, it's what it means to say basically is to do mitzvahs in the mohudr dika way, in the way that's a hiddur mitzvah, in a way that's the chatchila, that's not bidiyevet. Just like if a person goes out to buy a house or buy a suit, and his wife says, "What do you think of this?" His wife says, "Well, you know, shasat chak, it's okay. You can wear it if you're stuck, so you would never buy such a suit." So if you have a mitzvah to do and it's kosher b'shasat chak, a person should not look to do things in such a manner. I say, Ritzaincha, do God's will the way you do things that are your will. Now here comes into play the idea, every generation and every culture has things in which it invests, things in which it, the culture puts a lot of importance into. Now, in America, one of the things we have—I don't know if it's only in America, but in our time—eating is a very a multifaceted type of experience, right? You have all kinds of types of food, and we put a lot of effort into eating. So, for example, when a European Jew says, the kazayas of matzah that you eat in Europe, we didn't eat that kind of matzah. You know, our kazayas was much smaller. So I always feel, yeah, in Europe they didn't eat much of anything, you know, in the mohadudika way. So, okay, so they ate the matzah that way. But there's this idea that maisa mechichin says that one maisa proves another. If you have a person, when it comes to eat in general, is very, doesn't have appetite, doesn't eat too much. So when it comes to mitzvahs, he has that attitude. It's one thing. We have people that for the best type, they'll drive, you know, another five blocks to get something that's better. So then when it comes to the simple hiddur mitzvahs, everyone agrees is a hiddur. Things like Chalav Yisrael, Pas Yisrael, things that everyone agrees. So it's somewhat of a contradiction to sort of, you know, go across town for something that's, the ice cream store that's a little better. And, when it comes to being, to mitzvahs that have to do with eating, to try to be skimpy. So that's the idea of Asay Ritzainai Kirtzainchar. Reb Chaim Volozhin is teaching that perform God's will in the same fashion that you perform your will. Of every day of the week, when you have to work, you're willing to wake up early. So on the day that, you know, that you're home and you're gonna have a Seder, you should also wake up early. It's a consistency in the way people behave.
You mentioned once about
Shal Shudas and Malav HaMalka. I mentioned about Shal Shudas and Malav HaMalka, the same thing. People, you know, you yaitze Shal Shudas with a piece of cake. It's true, you yaitze Shal Shudas with a piece of cake, but you know, you could be yaitze supper with other things too. And, I once spoke for one of the yeshivas, and I must have mentioned here numerous times that I once read that Reb Chaim Knievsky had made a comment that lasid lavoi, when they have the scales and the person has aveiros, look, who doesn't have, unfortunately, some sort of an aveira, and they're going to put on the scale that you didn't eat malava malka, you're going to say, well, that one I could have done. You know, like that, that was silly of me. And since I read that, I think I haven't missed the washing from Lava Malka, I think, every Master Shabbos. So I mentioned it, and I mentioned in the yeshiva I was speaking. And
late hours?
What?
Even in late hours?
Yeah, during the week I also eat when it's late hours. I don't, you know.
Did you have to wash?
What? I'm talking about washing, yeah. Shulchan Aruch, it says you should wash. That's what it says Shulchan Aruch. You eat so otherwise. But after I said that, the Rosh Hashiva there came over to me and he said, you know, he heard the same thing, Chaim Knievsky, and he had the same reaction. So, I don't know. It's not, I find that, it's just not the way we eat meals, but if after Havdalah, I take one slice of challah, I wash it, and I eat it, then I bench, the whole thing takes, a couple of minutes, and it's not a major, investment. Just usually once we eat, we already want to, more elaborate, but at least that much. All right, so that's one pshat. Or yifurash, or he says another pshat. Ki lo pamim adam ois lachavei redover asher min adin einu mechuyev lasis loy. Kach. There are times where you do something for someone else that you're not obligated to do. Rak l'malas sholim, either to keep the peace, or l'malas b'tzay chavei roi ois, so you like somebody for the relationship, you do it. V'batuach shegam chavei roi yasa retzay na kocho kishi yitztarech. And he's confident that his friend has the same type of an attitude towards him. I mean, I'll give a perfect example. About an hour ago, I sat down to dinner and my wife made quinoa. I have a rule that if there's a food that Americans have not discovered for decades, it's probably not worth discovering. So I don't know what it is, but with a lot of salt and ketchup, it doesn't...
On
Pesach, the question is kidneys. But the point that he's saying is that sometimes you do things not for the thing you're doing, but for the relationship. A relationship with somebody, so you do it even though you feel it's absurd. There's a difference of opinion that we prefer not to use it.
Your wife puts down asparagus, you can go for it?
Asparagus? She wouldn't dare. But, see, that's the thing. I say it's a kitzaycha, and then she has to do it's a kitzayni, so, I don't lie, but, I ate it.
I thought there were certain times when you're allowed to.
Yeah, you are. Okay, but. No, he's saying that sometimes you do things for the relationship, not for the thing you're doing. You do things because you have a connection. So you go out of your way. You see a friend of yours waiting for a bus. You pick him up, so you go out of your way for him. Someone else, you would just take him to the bus stop. But he's a friend of yours. So you do it for the relationship. So, Kein Amru Chachameinu Zechreinu Levracha, Chazal say as well, Amru Malchei Asharis Lathnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Nishalan, Kasafta B'sayra Secha, Devarim, Ashala Yisapanim, it says Devarim Yud, Ashala Yisapanim, that God doesn't play favorites. Echloi Esapanim, the Gemara says the following, Mishnah, it says that the Malachim asked God, in the Torah you say, Ashala Yisapanim, you don't play favorites, and then you say, Yisa Hashem Panav Elacha, you do play favorites. So the Malachim responded that I commanded them to bench only if they eat enough to be satisfied, to be Avacha, be Achal Tov Savata. And they bench on a kazayis and on a kebeya. They bench on smaller amounts. I say, how's that an answer? Hey, medayg de kamalatzman a kazayis. Zeh u shama kadeh shiatzer ritzaynei, tzchak ritzaynei. It means Kaddish Baruch Hu is mida keneged mida. And when it comes to doing God's will, you do it not because you have to, but because of the relationships. You thank God even for a small amount that He gives you. So then, the reciprocal relationship is that Kaddish Baruch Hu kevayachol, so to speak, place favorites as well, and he responds by doing something that's more than Shura Sadin. So that, again, it's a different taich that you would think of, Avasei Ritzayin Eker Ritzayin Cha. What he's saying is to do things because of the relationship. Do it because he wants it. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do things because you want it. That's the it's an important idea in general, to realize that things don't have to make sense. Sometimes you do things for a person. even though it seems like an absurdity to you, it seems ridiculous. But sometimes you have to do things because you want to keep a relationship going. And it's that way very often with hiddur mitzvah, with things you do extra. The idea of havizark mitzvah kala kechamura is an idea that mitzvah chamura doesn't show a relationship as much as mitzvah kala. It's not the same thing. When someone wants something desperately and you do it, somebody just prefers it and you do it. When somebody just prefers it and you do it, you're showing a closer relationship to the person. So the mitzvah kala, in a way, is greater. V'amar, and he continues, I say, Ritzayda kirin saycha, ach, masha'incha reitze, af masha'incha reitze. Make his will your will, even if it's something you don't want. Mekomakim. Tas leman ratzen Hashem yizbar ashamay, ki'ilu ha'yisa reitze. That's really a harder madrega. One thing to do something because your wife serves it. Another thing to pretend that that's what you want. He's saying that the higher madrega is that not only you should do it because the other person wants, but it should become your desire. It should become your preference. Madrega yaseg avayamer batel ritzayin cham ipnei ritzayin ha'ayinu. Shalo yiyel adam ratzin asve klal. L'chon yonav asakav. A person shouldn't worry about his own needs and anything he's involved in. You get rid of your preferences, and you look only at God's will, and then a person won't be missing all good. David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Hashem ro'i lo'i echzar. Now in brackets here, his son adds in his name, Hashem ro'i lo yasar, Hashem is my shepherd, I will lack nothing. The sheep, as they are shepherded around, don't really have strong preferences or desires. Their supper, they know that the shepherd serves them supper, and that's what they're going to, that's what they're going to rely on. So Hashem ro'i lo yasar is the same idea, that to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me, I will not be lacking.
We are not sheep.
We're not sheep, but we try to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking care of us.
It's against the reflexes.
I'm not sure what you mean by reflexes. So.
No, psychology of the man, he plans something, he wants something, that's the psychology.
That's for sure. That's for sure. The idea is to work on yourself. He's saying there are two madrigas. When you do things because of someone else, because of God, one thing is to be a martyr and do it. You know, your wife wants you to do something, so you do it. And the other thing is to actually, your wife wants you to go to a museum. I think we once went, I must have mentioned it, to the Museum of Modern Art, Chalamaye, that it's across from Central Park, is it? Which museum is that? So we once went, it was Natural History, Museum of Natural History. So we went with my boys. So in the middle, I whispered to my boys, I said, look at all the people here. They're either females. Any male that's here is accompanying a female. There's no male here on his own. You know, the men like to go to, you know, the Hall of Fame at Cooperstown or something. You go along because your wife wants, or you actually pretend to be interested. That's this higher madrega. So I say Ritzaynecha Ritzaynecha is you do what he wants. And Batel Ritzaynecha Vimnei Ritzaynai is to ignore your desire in the place of the other person's desire, in place of God's desire. That's a much higher level.
He's written other books, right?
There are basically two books, Nefesh HaChaim and Ruach
Chaim. Does he say anywhere how you're supposed to do this?
No, he leaves that to the psychologist, to the method. He has the goals rather than the methods. It's all goal and not method. It takes a certain amount of. There are two ways you could do it. Either you can do it for altruistic reasons, because it's the right thing to do, which is, I guess, some people are capable of that. Or else you can try to remind yourself that it's just practical and to have a relationship and to do things for other people. It's just a good thing to do. It just develops a relationship. People need people. Nobody wants to feel alone. And there's certain practical benefit in having a relationship with people. Now you hope to have relationships because you like the person. But sometimes you have to do things for for other reasons. You know, a young lady came to speak to me here today. Her parents frustrated. She's dating a boy, and she says she lost count after 12 or 15. You know, she just can't make up her mind. So I asked, he says, he's wonderful. He just has some mannerisms that irk her. So I said, well, you're already holding after marriage. You know, like that's, you know, you don't get there till a while. It takes a while to get there. It's, you're just advanced. You're not, you know, that's just the way it is. It's, there's an idea of having to be mevatel rezachim and meir tzayin. Hachitzaynis meir tzapnimis. It's true. The chinos idea is that when you do it, it awakens in you a satisfaction. If you actually go out and do it, you sacrifice to someone, it rather than having to have the feeling and then sacrifice, if you sacrifice, it brings the feeling. In mitzvahs, if you push yourself to do something afterwards, there's a certain satisfaction. What? Shidduch, it doesn't go that way because it's very hard for us to do a shidduch l'shem shemayim. We're not holding there. But things that are not so all-encompassing, I think we're more capable of doing it.
You want to say that we want money?
Do we want money? I think
no,
we can vote on
it's
it.
It's difficult to do it l'shem shemayim because we want money.
No, I don't know, sometimes you understand what I'm saying.
Money.
No, I wasn't referring to money. It's referring to happiness. Skipping the brackets, v'zesh amar atana kan batel ritzayin chom imnei ritzayinai shalo yilacha ritzayin mu'uma ki imratzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person has to work on spending time in which he has no personal desire, only ratzen Hashem, v'az yivatel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ritzayin acherim ha-ma'akvin o'mayinim taybascha imnei ritzayin cha. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, kaviyach, we don't say God will do away with his will, but he'll ignore other people's will in order for your will. Zeshomer b'mishlei b'rtzais Hashem darchei ish. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen is the darchei ha'ish, are the ways of the person, hakavon im darchei ish urak b'rtzais Hashem shein le rotzen ba'atzmai kiim masheraitz Hashem yizbarach muvatel b'rtzainayim imnei rotzen ha'bayrei oz gam oyevav yashlim itay. Then also his enemies will have peace with him muvatel rotzen ha'chem nei b'rtzainayik nizbar le'al. When a person does Ratzon Hashem, makes it his Ratzon, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol makes his Ratzon your Ratzon. Now I mentioned there are some Kabbalistic ideas here. Many of the Kabbalistic ideas here are shrouded in this Drushi type of explanation of the Mishnah. His son adds in brackets HaKavona Ki Yeshnei Maklois. God Kaviyachol has two sticks. Makal noyim, makal chayvlim, the stick of sweetness and the stick of injury, I guess. Makal noyim, the stick of sweetness, ashehu la'adam l'mishenes. A person could have a stick as a cane. He leans on it. L'slach b'chutz v'nikra mishenes. To walk outside, it's called a staff. Makal chayvlim, ashebay miyasrim umakim le'ish v'nikra tshevet noyges. A stick can do two things. It can support you. It can support a person, it can hit a person. Means everybody has a stick. You can choose. Either the stick on which you rely, on which you lean, you rely on God, you lean on God, so to speak, or the stick that hits a person in line. So he's saying is, when you make God's will your will, you know, there are two ways that someone could force you to do his will. He can either beat you up to do his will, or you can feel that you're relying on the person, and as I said, you do it because of your relationship with the person. In this case, with your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Okay.
You do it the other way.
Yeah,
it's
exactly
an interesting thing that.
Navi says that occasionally.
You know, so occasionally we see it. We don't always see it in this world. Occasionally you do something, and God somehow shows you a little bit of a siyata d'shmaya. You know, these little things. If you take notice of them. Sometimes I come in here 5 minutes before Maariv, so, you know, I'll put up a sefer just for a few minutes, and punkt, I'll hit on a vart that has to do with something I'm learning. So, Chaim Volozhin calls it a kiss. You know, sometimes you get a reward, and sometimes you get a kiss. So, he gives an example that a family heirloom was lost, and the father said, whoever finds it gets this and this reward. And somebody, they searched, and someone found it, they got a reward. And the father gave him a kiss and a hug. So the kiss and the hug was the warmth. So he says, sometimes God does that. You know, he says, when Yosef went down to Mitzrayim and he was able to travel in a caravan of sweet-smelling things, which you have to appreciate. Normally, if you travel with camels, it smells awful. Anybody who went horseback riding knows, imagine spending a week, you know. So if you have sweet-smelling things, he calls it God's neshika. It says when he showed Avraham Avinu the four directions of Eretz Yisrael, Hashem allowed him to see four directions without turning. Big deal to turn. It was in the Shikah, it's sort of a, you know, God says, give you a little kiss along with what's going on. And you have to be in tune, you know, when things go rough, that occasionally, occasionally things go well. Sometimes I'm driving to Yeshiva, and there's a bus going down, cutting out ahead of me. I see a boy running for the bus and just missing it. And, you know, I come right after and I pick him up, and, you know, I get there before the bus. Whenever I pick them up, I ask the boy if he said Gamzu L'Taiva. So maybe he'll remember for next time. So sometimes we see the Taiva, sometimes we don't. Okay, next week, Monday and Thursday again, God willing, okay?